With 28 colleges around the state, the Florida college system serves as an entry point to higher education for many students in Florida. TaxWatch Executive Vice President Robert Weiser says the schools have a high return of investment.
And what we found is that in just a 10-year window, it's between a $4.8 and $6.8 return on investment in increased GDP. So over the work life of these employees, we're looking at about $10 to $15 return to Florida's economy for every $1 spent on the state college system.
In his State of the State address, Governor Ron DeSantis made it a goal to help Florida become the most educated workforce in the nation. Senator Flores says she's hopeful TaxWatch's report will entice lawmakers to provide adequate funding for colleges.
Further investing in our state college system is not just good for the students today, but it's good for the students tomorrow, and it's certainly good and what is needed for our state in the future. And so it is, as we get into budget season here and as we start formulating our budgets, I'm hopeful that what this report is going to show is that making this investment is the right thing for us to do for our economy, not just today, but in the future.
The college system has long focused on workforce development and currently serves over 800,000 students. Tallahassee's Community College's Kimberly Moore says a bigger budget will help TCC continue its mission of training people for higher paying jobs.
With a strong budget year by way of the legislative session, it will allow us to not only maintain what we've done, but also be able to move forward in a way that takes into account the future needs of area employers, creating those programs that meet their needs and then align with the direction that they're going in, while at the same time making sure that there's strong support for us to reinvest in those programs that have performed well.
The Florida college system is asking for $212 million for faculty recruitment and workforce program expansions. The FCS is also asking for an additional $10 million for industry certification funding. I'm Kevin DeLorbe.